So I think it's probably good to let's do that mishnah on the end of Samachem Rebez, even though it's well into the Rebez, the flow into Samach Vav. It goes well into Samach Vav, so maybe we'll do that mishnah quickly. I'm not sure if you did it yesterday or not. Let's run through
it. You did it
mishnah. So I'll run through it real quickly. Eilu dvarim b'Pesach dochen v'sa Shabbos. The following things that are done in Pesach can be docha on Shabbos. If the carbon Pesach falls out on Shabbos, erev Pesach is Shabbos, you can be docha the following things: shchitaso, shechting animals, zrikas damos, sprinkling the blood, umichoy krevav, which was Rashi pointed out, as Gemara will explain. But you do something to clean the innards, vakdaras chelavav, you will makir the fats on the mizbech. All those things can be docha Shabbos because it's all erev Pesach. About tliyaso, roasting it, which is supposed to take place at nighttime, that you cannot roast on Erev Pesach when it's Shabbos. Vadachas krevav, and washing the innards, ain on docha Shabbos, that too is not docha Shabbos. Harkavto vavaso mechutz l'tchum. So carrying the animal on one's shoulders, or bringing it from outside tchum, v'chatichas yivalaso, if it has some type of skin tag, these types of things you cannot ain dochen to Shabbos. Those things, according to Tanakhama, cannot be doche Shabbos. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, doche, no, those things can be doche Shabbos. Those things are only shvusim, and shvusim can be doche in the base of Migdash. You can violate what's, I guess, not necessarily in the base of Migdash, but for the purpose of the mitzvah we're about to see, you can be doche the shvus of carrying outside the tchum and cutting off the skin tags. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah rather says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, v'halo dinu, isn't it quite logical? Ma im shchita shehi mushim melacha dochas Shabbos. You're allowed to be docha melacha deraisa. Shchita is melacha deraisa. You could be docha that. Elu shem ishim shus lo yitchas Shabbos. The things of carrying on your shoulders, which is only derabanan because it's a live animal, and going outside the tchum and cutting it also, those are only derabanan. Those are only shvusim. So of course shvus you could be docha for the purpose of carbon Pesach. So Amar Le Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responds back, Im yom tevcho yuchiach shehitir bo b'shem melacha v'asher bo b'shem shves. What do you mean? Yantif, you're allowed to do melachas, melachas ochel nefesh, you could do that, but you cannot do a shvus on yantif, so we do find other cases where melachas is mutter, but a shvus, in fact, is going to be usher. Right? Rashi points out, yom tev yuchiach shehitiru bo, Shchito, bishel, shuv, av, melacha, mutan, lehedio. Those are permitted. V'asu bo lehavi dvarver mechutz l'tchum v'ot l'ochlo. Hove efshu l'mesmo. Av gav du tchum d'rabban. So when it comes to ochel nefesh, this is the only thing that's permitted on yantif. So if something I fruit outside the tchum, I can't go get apples from outside the tchum because that was something you could have gotten from erev yomtiv. Now this is a big machlokas, which melachas are permitted and what the reasons are. Rashi l'shitas, Rashi says, melachas that were permitted, that could have been done erev yomtiv, and were not done erev yomtiv, may not be done on yomtiv itself. So since fruit outside the tchum could have been retrieved before yomtiv and wasn't, you can't do that. So we see a tchum is that a shvus is aser, but shchita and bishel, which is much better when it's fresh on the yomtiv itself, not as fresh when it's yesterday, can be done on yomtiv. So we see melacha is permitted, shvus isn't.
Isn't some say that tchum is deraisa?
Tchum is the right, so we generally paskin not that way, though, but yeah. Says the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yeshua's response. Don't bring me a raya that his raya is from Yantif. We see Melachas Mutter, Shavuos is also. So Amalei Rabbi Elazar, Maza Yeshua. Yeshua, what are you doing here? Ma raya Rishus L'mitzvah. How can you bring a raya from Rishus to a mitzvah? Eating on Yantif is only a Rishus. Some mitzvah deraisa of eating yomtiv, it's only rishus. When it comes to the mitzvah of Karim Pesach, though, it's a mitzvah deraisa, so then you could be docha even a shavus. So in this, the Gemara ends up talking about in a couple of blot, a big discussion whether Simchas yomtiv is considered a rishus or a mitzvah, based on this machlokas here. So Heishu Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva responds back, V'amar hazah tochiyach. So bring a rye from hazah, sprinkling the blood to be mahatahir somebody.
What was the rishus? What was the mitzvah?
So the rishus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is achilas yamtiv. Simchas yamtiv is only rishus, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But mitzvah is a carbon Pesach. So comes along Rabbi Kiva, va'amar hazah tochiach, bring your rye from hazah, sprinkling the blood of the paraduma to be mitaher, somebody who's tamei meis. Meaning, says Akiva. Sorry, I lost line for a second. Yeah, hazat tochiach shehi mishum mitzvah. That's a mitzvah being mitar yourself. Vehi mishum shvus. It's also a shvus. The etzim of sprinkling the blood is only a problem of shvus, not a real deraisa. and yet v'eino doches a Shabbos. So we find that the discussion is as follows: can a shvus be doche in the case of a mitzvah? So he brings a raya. Here's a mitzvah of hazah, of sprinkling the blood to be mitar, and it's a shvus, but the shvus is aser. So he says, once that's the case, af ata al titama al elu. Don't be so bothered by the following as well. We discussed shaf al pishem mishum mitzvah vehem mishum shvus lo yitchus haShabbos. Even though the things of carrying the animal on your shoulder and going outside the tchum is for the purpose of a mitzvah, but it's a shvus, it's aser, just like we find by hazah of being mitahir somebody from tumas meis. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Valeh anidan." For this very reason is what I'm bothered by. This very point. Uma im shchita shimishum malacha doches haShabbos. We're allowed to be doches haShabbos. Shchita be doches haShabbos for Karban Pesach. Hazah shimishum shvus. Ain't no din shadoches haShabbos. I think you should actually be doches haShabbos. Take hazah, take the blood, take the water rather, and the ashes of the parduma, and sprinkle it on the person, and that should be doches haShabbos because it's only a shvus. So that's what Rabbi Eliezer thinks to say. So the Mishnah goes on. Amar Leih Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says back to him, "O cholof, take the opposite approach. Ma im hazah shimishum shvus eino doches haShabbos. Take it from the angle of hazah. Hazah is only a shvus, and it's not doches haShabbos. So then you should conclude shchita shimishum malacha eino din shelo tidches haShabbos. So then shchita shouldn't be shchita is a malacha. It's much more severe than a shvus. Shchita should not be doches haShabbos either."
Why is
Hazar a shvus only? Hazar is only a shvus. There's no mloch involved in it. It all is being matire a person. It's Rashi says in the previous page, Hazar shvusi demai mlochahi ela mischazi kimisakin gavre. Just like you're fixing a person, it seems like you're mitaking a kli.
I'm saying it's something you have to do. Is when you say shvus, I'm saying you have to sprinkle.
You have to do, guy. But it still doesn't fall under the category of 39 mlochos though. It doesn't fit into any of them. It looks like you're misakin a gavra, misakin a kli, but it's not a real deraisa. So Bakira says, so once we establish hazah is only a shvus and can't be done, so maybe you should conclude something more severe, like a mlocha, like shchita, shouldn't be done either. So, Ambalei Rabbi Eliezer, akiva, akarta mashikasa v'torah, you completely uprooted what's written in the Torah. You're going to say you shouldn't do shchitas Pesach on Shabbos? The pasuk says, b'moado, it should be done in its right time. The Karban Pesach should be done in its right time, bein b'chol ben b'Shabbos. While Nisan falls out during the week, whether it falls out during on Shabbos, you have to be shech the Pesach. How can you make such a kal v'chomer? So Ambalei Rabbi Kiva says back, Rabbi Eliezer, havali moed le'edu k'mori l'shchita. So Rashi explains, Havali Mori Leilu, three lines from the top, Sheyehe Zman Kavulahen Kemoshe Kavul Leshchita, Hokach Kevin Delo Kavili Zimna, Umotzi Lemevi Lemesma Lo Dachi, Vazor Nami La Megufa De Pesachi Velo Ksib Be Moed.
Wow.
The top of Samach Vav Amin Aleph. We started in Samach Hamid Beis, and we carried over to here. So, he says, no, the only thing that could be Docha Shabbos is Shchita. B'moado, the Karban Pesach itself can be doche. I agree to you, Karban Pesach can be doche Shabbos. But something that is external to the Karban Pesach, like Hazah, which is not the Karban Pesach itself, it's something separate from it, that cannot be doche Shabbos. That cannot be learned from Moed. So it says the Gemara, Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. This is the following rule Rabbi Kiva sets out. Kol Mlacha She'efshe La'asos Me'erev Shabbos Eino Doche Shabbos. Any melacha that may be done, that could have been done Erev Shabbos and was not done, may not be done on Shabbos. Namely, Hazah could have been done before Shabbos. And Shchita, She'yefshar, L'asos Erev Shabbos, Dochas Shabbos. But Shchita of the Karban Pesach, must be done in Yud Al Nisan. It cannot be done the day before. It cannot be done Yud Gimel Nisan. That can be Docha as a Shabbos. So a bit of a confusing Mishnah going back and forth. The Gemara now is going to be a little clearer than the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Halacha Zun is Alma B'nei B'seira. This halacha we mentioned was forgotten by the B'nai B'seira. Pamachas, one time, Chal Abras Elios B'Shabbos. The 14th of Nisan fell out on Shabbos. Shachuv Lo Yodu, they forgot and didn't know the answer. In Pesach, Doches Shabbos Imlo. They didn't know what the halacha was. Can you be Doches Shabbos? Could you Shech the Karban Pesach today on Shabbos or not? Amru Klum Yesh Adam Shiyodea. Does anybody here know in Pesach, Doches Shabbos Imlo? Does anybody here know what the halacha is? Can we Shech today or not? There's a certain person who came from Babel, v'Hillel HaBavli Shemo, and his name is Hillel HaBavli. Sheshimesh Shnei Gedolei Ador Shemai V'Avtalion. He was Shemeshamesh two great Gedolim Shemai V'Avtalion. V'yodea im Pesach Hadochas Shabbos im Lavan. He'll know the answer. So the Ben Yehoyada wants to know, why do we refer to him as Hillel Bavli here? Usually it's Hillel. Hillel Hazakin, Hillel. Why Hillel? She'yol mi'Bavli Dafka came from Babel, and his name is Hillel Bavli. So the Gemara Ksubas that says, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael is equal to two people in Babel. That's how great the people of the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael were. Gemara Ksubas says, one person in Eretz Yisrael is as good as two people from Babel. However, if a person from Babel, who grew up in Babel, moved to Eretz Yisrael, he becomes two times as great as a person of Eretz Yisrael. He basically quadruples his ability to learn. So the Gemara says, that's what's pshat here. That's what Ben Yehoyada says. He came from Babel, hello, and now he's in Eretz Yisrael. He has those components, what the Gemara Ksubas describes as being two times as great of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and that's why he knew the halacha we're about to see, as opposed to the Bnei Bisera.
So if he was originally from Eretz Yisrael and went to Babel, no, from just Babylonian, yeah. From Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
What was it?
He's a Babylonian who went to move to live in Eretz Yisrael.
And then he's you're twice
as powerful, as great, as smart as a Bnei Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says it in the context of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, if I remember the story, Rav Kahana was in Eretz Yisrael, in Babel. And there was a lot of murders going on. And he told him somebody, he was forced, he had to run away, he had to flee to save for his life. He ran to Eretz Yisrael. And then he sat in the Shir of Yochanan, I think. And Rav Kahana was told by his Rebbe in Babel, don't ask any kashas to Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan was a very, very scary individual. So he stayed quiet, and then suddenly he started asking questions. Rabbi Yochanan was very bothered by the questions. He was very sharp, Rav Kahana. Rabbi Yochanan said, who is this person asking questions? And he had these very long eyelids or eyelashes, and his shamash lifted them up. And Rabbi Yochanan looked at Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana died from the sight of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to his kever, and so on and so forth. The Gemara there, in that context, I believe that's where it is where you see that a Bnei Bavel who goes to Eretz Yisrael becomes two times as great as a member of Eretz Yisrael itself. So that's why it was called Mibavel Hillel HaBavli. So here Hillel was. So the Gemara says these people knew that Hillel knew the answer. So Shalchu v'karulo. They summoned Hillel. Amulo, they said to him, Klum ata yodea ima Pesach doches haShabbos imlav. Do you know, perhaps, what the answer is? Can a Pesach be doches haShabbos? Now remember, Hillel came from Bavel, so I'm not sure if he ever experienced, but I guess Lechor, he probably went to Eretz Yisrael for the Aliyah L'Regel. They wanted to know what was the halacha. So Amar Lehem, Hillel said to them, V'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu b'shana shedochas haShabbos? Is it only once a year that we have a Karban Pesach that's dochas haShabbos? V'alo b'harbe yosem yimasayim psochem yesh lanu b'shana. We have more than 200 psochem every year that shedochas haShabbos. So what do you mean? Amar Ulo minayin lecha. How do you know this? What are you talking about? Amar Lehem, he says to them, Nemar mo'ado b'pesach v'nemar mo'ado b'tamid. It says the word mo'ado in the context of a Karban Pesach. It says the same word mo'ado in the context of a Karban Tamid. Ma mo'ado ha'amor b'tamid dochas haShabbos. The Karban Tamid is brought every single day, two times a day, even on Shabbos. Every single day they brought it. So just like that, we have the Karban Tamid dochas haShabbos through the Gzeir Shava, mo'ado mo'ado, af mo'ado ha'amor b'pesach dochas haShabbos. So too, we can apply the same din that Karban Pesach is dochas haShabbos. The Od, moreover, he writes, he says, Kal v'chomer hu. Ma tamid she'ein onish karis. If you do not do the Karban Tamid, there is not a punishment of karis, yet it's shedoches haShabbos. So the Gemara says, Pesach she'onish karis, Pesach which is much more severe, it's one of the only two mitzvahs asay that have a karis attached to it. Ein odin shedoches haShabbos. Is it not kal v'chomer that certainly Karban Pesach shedoches haShabbos? So miyad, right away, what happened? Hoshivuhu barosh ha'umineu nasi alem. So, based on this brilliant answer of Hillel, they said, you know what, we're going to place you at the head. You are going to be appointed the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. And so it happened. That very day, he was darshaning Hilchas Pesach. Hischa mekantrin v'dvarim. Suddenly, Hillel started making fun of them and putting them down for not knowing the answers, not knowing the halachas. Amar Lehem, he says to the Bnei Bisera, who were at the time were the Nasim, before Hillel was appointed to be Nasi, they were the heads. Amar Lehem, Hillel says to them, Mi garam lachem she'ala mibavel. What caused you guys that I should come from Babel? V'heyeh nasi alechem, that I should be the Nasi, I should be on top of you guys. Atzlus she'hayasa bechem, shloshim shem shnei gedoli gador shemai v'avtalyam. Because your laziness, the fact that you were not willing to go to Babel to get shemesh from Shmai Bavtalion, that laziness caused you to be put down, and me, on top of you guys. So this is quite a fascinating statement, especially coming from Hillel HaZaken, who the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lama tells us that Liolam Adam Ye Anvasan Ke Hillel, person should be as humble as Hillel. Suddenly Hillel starts taking a turn, and he's like, what do you mean, you guys, look how bad you guys are, look how lazy you guys are. That's not the nature of Hillel. Hillel was a famous story where the person came to him, and the goy came to him and wanted to know, teach me the entire Torah of Rega Achas. And Shimon Shammai threw him out the door, and Hillel said, no, no, don't worry, I'll teach you. Come inside, please, come inside. And he stood on one foot, and he said, V'hafta le'echa kamocha. Saying where that describes how a person would, someone said to an individual, Hillel, there's no way to get Hillel upset. You can't get Hillel upset. So a certain person said, I can get him upset. He goes to Merav Shabbos, knocks on the door, and you know, asks the kasha. Hillel comes out, okay, what's your question? He answers it. Moments later, he knocks on the door a second time, and this goes on and on and on. It bothers, and Hillel, not a moment, he does not get upset at all. So he says, Hillel says, what's going on? Why do you keep asking me questions? He says, well, I had a bet with someone, and you know, I lost a lot of money because I was told if I could get you upset, I could make some money off of you. So Hillel, I forgot exactly the end of the story, but we see from there, Hillel was a tremendous, humble, modest individual.
He said, better you should lose. He said, better you should lose many more times money than Hillel should get upset.
All right. So,
I'm trying to tell you, we're in Bavel.
You're in Bavel, yeah.
I thought all the Zugas were in Bavel.
Oh, the what?
The Zugos.
Oh, the Zugos. No, I'm not sure. Oh, no, not all the Zugos were in Hillel. No, in Bava. I don't think so. So the Gemara, so the Achronim are bothered by, especially the Sifrei Musar are bothered. How is it possible that Hillel, who was such a great Anav, turned so bad here? He was so angry at these individuals. So now, two answers that I'll bring, there are a few of them, are brought. The Sefer called Baruch Mordechai writes that Shmai Vavtayan, as it's known, were Geirim. And there's a big machlokus in the Gemara Midrashim, how to view Geirim. So the Bnei B'Seri were of the opinion, or the Medrashat says, Geirim are kasapachas. They're kasapachas, they're very bad for Klal Yisrael. And one of the Pshatim are, because the Geirim becomes so good and so medactic in mitzvos, it makes us look bad. That's one of the negative approaches of Geirim. And then Hillel, and the other Medrash says, no. Geirim are so beautiful, they're so tremendous what they've accomplished. And one ride they bring is Shuvah Hashem, that Akash Baruch Hu can be Shoreh, Shechin, and Klal Yisrael if you have 200,000 members of Klal Yisrael, 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael, then the Shechin is Mishoreh. Let's say you're missing one. You're 599,999. A Geir could convert, and he could become the 600,000, he could be the cause of the Shechin to be Shoreh. For that very reason, the potential that a ger has, they're so beautiful, there's so such kedusha to them. So this is machlokas between Hillel and Bnei B'Seri. Bnei B'Seri says, I'm not going to go learn by the gerim there in Shmai Valtai. I'm not going to go to Bavel. I'm not going to get shemesh from them. Hillel says, what are you guys, crazy? Of course you should learn from the gerim. Why not? So that was machlokas. Hillel got so upset because the kavod harav, the lack of kavod harav they showed, that's why in this particular instance, he was got so upset at them. That was one explanation. The second explanation, which is a very true explanation, is that you're right. His nature, the nature of Hillel was to be an Anav. But Hillel realized that once you become the Nasi, you have a certain responsibility to be mochiach, to give tochacha and rebuke to those who are not following the right halachas. So even though Hillel, it was very hard, it was against his nature, he had to, as the head of state, he had to give the proper tochacha to these to the Bnei B'Seri, that you have to do shemesh chachamim. So back to the Gemara. So after this statement, after Hillel started to give them some tochacha, the Gemara says the last narrow line down on the page, Amalo, Rebbe, they said to Rebbe, Shachach v'lo hivisi asakin me'er Shabbos, mahu. What's the halacha? They forgot to bring the knife, the shechita's knife. They forgot to bring it, or Pesach, the Azara. What are you supposed to do now? It's Shabbos. You can't carry outside in Shabbos. It's a melacha derais of Hotzah. What are you supposed to do? So Amalan, halacha zu shemati v'shachachti. I knew the halacha, but I forgot this halacha. Ella, hanach lehen l'Yisrael. So let's see how the things take place. Let's just watch, observe, and Klal Yisrael, they know the halacha, because im ein nevim hin, if they are not nevim, because they weren't nevim, nevu is lost, b'nei nevim hin. They're the sons, descendants of nevim, and what they do, the minhag of what they do, is going to be correct.
This is just like Ben Moshe Rabbeinu, because he got angry, so he forgot the halacha.
Yeah, I was going to say that in Amud Beis, exactly. We see from here, one of the halachas we see later on, one of the ideas we see is, when a person has kas, he forgets the halacha. And Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the sources we'll see for this. So, what happens? So they stayed passive, they observed the event. The next day, Lamacha, the next day on Shabbos, Misha Pischa Tle, someone who had a Tle as their animal, as their carbon Pesach, tolchvo b'tzimro. They stuck the knife in the wool of the goat, of the sheep. Misha pischo gedi, someone who had a goat as their pesach, tolchvo bein karnav. They placed it between its horns, and the animal on its own walked with a sakin attached to it. So Ra Maisa, he observed what was going on. V'nizgar lach, he remembered, he jogged his memory. This was the halacha. V'amar kach mekublani mipi shmai v'avtah. And this is exactly the halacha, the mesorah I had. This is the way to do it. If you forgot to bring the sack in Erev Shabbos, you're supposed to stick it in the wool or stick it in the horns of the animal. So we see a fascinating discussion in the Tshuva Svarim based on this Gemara. How powerful a minhag is. They didn't know what the halacha was. And there was a safek iser deraisa of carrying chutzah. So Hillel, instead of trying to figure out the halacha, he said, let's just see the minhag. Well, let's see the minhag was wrong. They're going to trust the minhag just because they did the minhag. Maybe they was wrong. So we see from here, some take the extreme approach, how important a minhag is. Even though the minhag may have very little basis, if no basis at all, perhaps the minhag Yisrael is Torah. You have to follow the minhag Yisrael. Some go so far to say that even if there might be the minhag violates a certain iser kal, you should go along with the minhag. So, this is one of the sources they bring to see how powerful the minhag Yisrael is. In the face of a suffix, it's a deraisa, they trust that the minhag would be correct.
And there's no union of bringing the behemah Erev Shabbos.
There's no union. Well, it sounds like the knife ideally should have been brought
Erev Shabbos. No, but I'm saying the animal itself, or the korban itself.
The animal itself.
Because it seems from here that they're bringing the korban, the animal, on Shabbos, which is also an Israel, and it could have done before. And it's not part of the Avodah.
Well, I didn't know, but what would the Isser be? Let's say it was within the Tchum.
You're not allowed to, within the Tchum, and then, but then within the Tchum you can also bring a knife. Well, because you're not allowed to lead an animal to walk, right? I mean,
You can't do a voda.
I'm trying to, also to lead him. Isn't there an Isser to make him go somewhere? Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Oh, there's a Shvises Behemtel.
Yeah.
A Shvises, but is it Stam walking?
No, so we said the mission. We can't,
You can't carry him, and you can't bring from outside the Tchum. But within the Tchum and without carrying him,
I guess it's fine. Okay.
Right, it's like walking an animal on Shabbos.
Well, if it's within the Tchum, so what's wrong with it?
It's no Isser Derbanan.
But the knife, I'm saying if the knife is within the Tchum, so why?
It's still an Isser Hotzah of carrying.
It says Mutar here. It says, Lo taseh chol mechata of rishucha v'chum v'chamurcha v'chol b'metcha, but tiltul, this kind of tiltul, shu tiltul kelachar yad, that it's not regular not to walk an animal. שהרי אין דרך לעשות מלאכה, there is no way to do מלאכה עם כבשים ונגדיים, מותר מן התורה.
Well, that's the carrying,
that's carrying the knife.
The behemah itself. The behemah itself. I think walking an animal, I think it's fine. I think it's only like
doing mulacha. It's not mutar because you need it for the korban.
Right, well, the Gemara is going to discuss exactly the knife, why the knife isn't a problem. Okay. So says the Gemara now, Amar Mar. Nemar Moado b'Pesach, Nemar Moado b'Tamid. It says the word Moed in both Moado in both places. Ma Moado, we said above, Hamor b'Tamid Dochas Shabbos, the carbon Tamid is Dochas Shabbos. Through that Gzer Shava, Af Moado, Hamor b'Pesach, Dochas Shabbos. The Tamid. Gufa Minolin. How do we know Tamid itself can be Dochas Shabbos? Minolin de Dochas Shabbos. If you're saying, because the word Moado itself implies that you could do it whenever the Moed is, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, you could do it, well then Karim Pesach, the word Moado is also there, so why do you need the Gzeir Shava? So it can't mean that Moado means do it any day you want. Ela Moado lo mashmele. It doesn't imply that. Hachanami Moado lo mashmele. So it can't be from the word Moado. Where is it from? Moado is the Gzeir Shava. But what's the limen that coming itself could be Docha Shabbos? El Amakra.
Well, I understand what the answer was. We want to know why Talmud is Zoha Shabbos.
Right.
So I thought, what was wrong with the answer that it says Moado there?
No, how do you know Moado by, how do you know carbon Talmud itself could be Docha Shabbos?
Right, because it says Moado.
So if that's what you're going to say, Moado, because Moad means any day it falls out on, it says Moado also by the carbon Pesach.
Right, so
the Gemara above said, the reason why I know carbon Pesach is only through Gzeir Shava. But right. If we're saying the word Moado means Docha Shabbos, so you don't need Gzeir Shava. Look at Karim Pesach. Karim Pesach, it says, do it b'moado, which would mean now to us, do it on Shabbos even. And you don't need a Gzeir Shava to tum it anymore. The fact that we need a Gzeir Shava, moado, moado, implies the word moado itself does not mean to be Docha Shabbos. So Ella Gemara says, how do we know again that carbon tamid is docha Shabbos? Ella Amakra, olas Shabbos b'Shabboso, al olas ha-tamid. That you bring the ola of Shabbos on top of the olas ha-tamid. So mechlal ola de tamid kreva b'Shabbos. So it implies, it's pretty clear, that the carbon tamid is docha on Shabbos, is being brought on Shabbos, in addition to the carbon musaf that's being brought on Shabbos as well. So once we establish that the carbon tamid is brought on Shabbos, through the gzeir shava moada moada, we could imply, we could learn that carbon pesach is docha Shabbos as well.
Well, I don't understand why you need moada then. It says ola Shabbos b'shabbato.
But that's only the carbon tamid could be docha Shabbos, and the carbon musaf could be docha Shabbos. How do you know the carbon pesach could be docha Shabbos?
Wow.
So that's through the gzeir shava. Says the Gemara now, Amar Mar, quotes from the statement above, that Hillel said there's a Kavachomer that we know Shabbos can be docha, that Karim Pesach could be docha Shabbos. What was the Kavachomer, says the Gemara? Amar Mar, ve'od Kavachomer, ma tamid she'ein onish karis docha Shabbos. It's a very, the Shechita, it's not, sorry, the carbon tamid itself is not a chayv karis if you don't do the carbon tamid, but it's still docha Shabbos. Pesach she'onish karis, ein odin she'docha Shabbos. It's much more severe than Pesach. There's a chayv karis attached to it. So, Ikal Mifrach, one could ask the following question and break this Kavachomer. Mala Tamid Shekein Tadir V'Chalil. So, the Karban Tamid has two stringencies to the Karban Tamid, much more stringent than that of Karban Pesach. Two of them are. It's Tadir, it's more frequent. Tadir is frequent. Frequency is an element of Karbanos in general, all over Shas, all over Halacha, that Tadir is something very important. So Tamid is much more Tadir than Pesach. That's why it should be Docha Shabbos. And second, the Chalu, which means the entire carbon Tamid gets up to Mizbech. It's special Kedusha that the entire carbon goes to Mizbech. There no elements go to Hedyot. No elements of the carbon go to the Kohen or to the Baal. Carbon Pesach goes back to the Baaltit. So it's a certain weakness to the carbon Pesach. So maybe you would say only the carbon Tamid could be Docha Shabbos and not carbon Pesach. So we see this Kavachomer is not a good Kavachomer. So Gemara says, Kavachomer Amar Lahu Bereisha. Initially, Hillel said the Kavachomer. And then, Parchu, then they asked the Kashan, no, the Kavachomer doesn't make any sense. Karban Tamid is more Chomer than Karban Pesach. Then Bahadar, then Hillel, Amar Lahu Gzeir Shava. Then he said, no, okay, you're right, the Kavachomer is not a good Kavachomer, but I have a Gzeir Shava. Moada, Moada, which teaches me that the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Now, if Chimacha, the Gamar Gzeir Shava, Kavachomer Lamali. So once you have the Gzeir Shava, why do you need the Kavachomer? Ela liditu karmelu. So to them he was saying it, meaning bishma gzer shava lo gamrisa dein adam dan gzer shava maasmo. So the gzer shava, a person, you can only learn a gzer shava if you have that mesorah for the gzer shava. So if you didn't have a gzer shava, so then but ela kavachomer the adam dan maasmo ibay lechulu meidam. So if maybe perhaps you didn't have this gzer shava, you didn't have this mesorah, so at least you could be done a Kavachomer. Anybody is able to be done a Kavachomer on his own. So here's a Kavachomer for you. So Amar Lohan, Kavachomer Pirchahu. Nope, that Kavachomer doesn't work. So they had to rely on the Mesorah that Hillel had received in terms of the Gzeir Shava is.
So why was it a Kavachomer?
So initially,
if it's not good. So initially they brought in the Kavachomer, and when it wasn't good, they brought the Gzeir Shava.
Right. So they wanted to know if Hillel knew both of these, the Gzeir Shavas and the Kavachomer, so why did he present the Kavachomer at all?
Right. Hillel presented only the Kavachomer or both.
It sounded like he initially presented the Kavachomer because he thought maybe they must not have the Mesorah of the Gzeir Shava,
okay.
So they're not going to accept it. So Kavachomer they could accept from anybody.
Right.
Once he rejected that, then he brought in the Gzeir Shava. So there's a very fundamental difference between a Kavachomer and a Gzeir Shava. Kavachomer is anybody could be done, and Gzeir Shava, only a Mesorah you have from your Rebbe. It's actually connect these Svarim, connect this, the idea of Gzeir Shava and Kavachomer to the Dinim Midos of Gvura, Chesed and Gvura. In that, the Kavachomer, they say, is Chesed, it's more giving, and therefore anybody is able to be done a Kavachomer. And the Gzeir Shava is much more limited. Gzeir, it's limited. Only through the Mesorah you have, its Gvura is much more limited. But Tzimtzum, then only a person, only Mesorah you have, you could done that Gzeir Shava. But a person on his own cannot be done the Gzeir Shava. This is discussed in many Svarim, this idea. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, L'machar, the very next day, Misha Pischo Tleh, Tochev Lo Bitzimro Gdi, Ktochel Obein Karnav. The very next day, whoever had a sheep, put it in the wool. Whoever had a goat, stuck the knife in the horns. The Gemara said, how could you do this? Aren't you doing an avoda b'kachim? And the Rashi top line says, there's an issur to do avoda for a b'chor, that's a firstborn animal, it's a kachim, and they learn from here to any other kachim as well, there's an issur deraisa of doing any avoda. How are you able to do this? So the Gemara says, Kehillel, the special halacha Hillel had, and this is the times of Hillel. What did Hillel teach them? The Tanya, Amru Allah al Hillel, Miyamav Lo, in the times of Hillel, Lo Ma'al Adam Be'olah. So no one ever violated the Isser Me'ilah. Why? Because Ela Mevi'a Chulin Lazara U'makache. They brought a Chulin animal. They had a sheep, they had a goat. It was Chulin. They didn't Makadish yet. They didn't give it any shame Kedusha yet. They brought it to the Azara. And then in the Azara U'makadisha, then they made it Hektish. And then v'somech yadav, they place their hands on top of it, alev v'shochta, and they shechta the Pesach v'Shabbos. So that's what they did here.
You know, normally we say you can't bring a chulin lazara.
Ah, so let's look at Tosos. Tosos says, mevia kishihi chulin lazara. I went, the beginning is a little bit challenging, going through a few of the rayas here. Let's see. We'll read through it anyway. Yeah, a little bit, let's go above that, a few lines above that. If you bring something inside the Azara, Hasam Vade Asr, it's Asr to bring Chulin, She'osa Behen Tenufa, Kederach She'osa Bekarbon. Only when you do a Maisa on the Chulin is going to be a problem. When you do not do a maisa, you simply just bring chulin into the Azara. There's no problem with chulin being in the Azara. The problem is doing an avoda of chulin in the Azara. That's the problem.
So bringing your dog.
But you can bring, well, right. In theory. Well, fine. According to Tosis, maybe you could perhaps bring your dog, take your dog for a walk into the Azara. But there is a sheet that's Rashi and Tamura, Rambam elsewhere, and a Ritva and Balbasa that all say that even bringing a chulin without doing an avoda is a problem. So it goes back to square one. If you cannot bring chulin to the Azara,
right,
even without Maisa, how are we allowed to do this? Right. So the answer is five. The Rishonim answer the question already. They say, other Rishonim say, you are allowed to bring chulin bazara if it's letzarach karbon. So since you're bringing it for the all, even though it's not yet kachim, but you're bringing it for the purpose of a karbon, then it's permitted. But stam bring your dog for a walk into the Azara, that would be a violation of chulin bazara.
That's according to Mama Yesh Breira.
I'm not sure if it has to be Yesh Bre'er even. Does it have to be Yesh Bre'er even? You probably have to understand the Chulin Bazara. If it's Talon, maybe perhaps Machshava. I'm not sure if you have to say the Bre'er approach. Maybe. I don't know. You point out here also, very Halach L'maisa, based on this eight of Hillel, that you shouldn't be Makdish the animal until you get to the Azara, as follows. What happens is oftentimes, perhaps someone, Anim, are going to come into the base magdish, base magdish, you want to give him some money. You take out a dollar, you take out a couple of quarters, you want to give it to him, and suddenly he's out the door. Yeah. And he missed it. So now, you having in mind that this money hands tzedakah, that's chal, there's a chi of tzedakah on this, you can't go back on that. So what's going to happen now? So the eight of the Sheva Levi talks about, the Chazanish talks about, they say in the beginning of the year, that when you're, let's say, mafresh your maisa kusafim, you want to set aside your tenth of your money, so then you're supposed to say, I'm not going to be makdish the maisa, I'm not going to be makdish the tzedakah until it actually gets to the hand of the ani. Because if you start pulling out of your pocket, or you set aside in a bank account, or whatever you do, and it never gets to the ani, it's going to be a violation of me'ila, or tzedakah, using tzedakah when it shouldn't really be used for yourself. So that's a tanai people say should be done, based on this sugya, this eitzah of Hillel. So now, that being the case, the Gemara said, there's not a problem of doing a voda, by placing the knife on the horns or the knife inside the wall. It's not a problem because it wasn't hektish until it got to the Azara. It says the Gemara further, so, hechi matzi makdish le. But b'Shabbos, hechi matzi makdish le. How are you able to? So we're talking about Shabbos. This is the case they're talking about in Shabbos. So you bring the Pesach, the Gedi at the time, to the Azara on Shabbos. How are you able to be makdish the animal on Shabbos? Doesn't the Mishnah teach us ein makdishin ve'ein marichin? You can't be makdish something on Shabbos. Ein marichin is a sugi of erichin we'll get to in a few years. Ve'ein macharimim ve'ein magbin chumo u'maiser. You can't separate chumo. You can't separate meiser. Kol el b'yomtiv. All these things on yomtiv you may not do. So how are you able to be makdish the Karban Pesach on Shabbos? So Amru, they respond back. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. Hanimili bichovos. Oh, sorry, that was Yom Tov. And Kal Vachomer b'Shabbos, if you can't do these things on Yom Tov, that's the Sukkos and Beitza, certainly you couldn't do it on Shabbos. So how are you able to be Makdish as Pesach on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili b'Chovos she'en kavulos man. You can't be Makdish something that has no established time. Aval b'Chovos she'kavulem zman Makdish. And things that have a set time. The Karim Pesach has an established time on Yud Dal Nisam, that you can be Makdish. The Amar of Yochanan Makdish Adam es Pischo b'Shabbos v'chagigas ob Yom Tov. You can be Makdish a Karim Pesach on Shabbos.
What's the problem with being Maktish on Shabbos? It's Misakin or something?
I think it's because Misakin. It looks like it's Tikkun Kli. Okay. So says the Gemara, V'halo Mechamer, we discussed before, isn't it Mechamer? Rashi says, Mechamer, lo kari el bebehema had no sas masui, v'hu manhiga. Mechamer is where it's carrying something and you're leading it only while it's carrying something. Karile mechamer v'mutar alav v'perek mishichshich. The very end of Shabbos, if we remember, there's an Isser mechamer. How are you able to have him carry the knife? The animal carry the knife. It's an Isser mechamer on Shabbos.
Mechamer is on the knife or on the behema?
It's on the behema. You're having the behema carry something for you.
And so without the knife, there would be no, it wouldn't be mechamer.
Correct, right.
Going back to this question.
Right, no, exactly. No. But that's right.
Because I remember somewhere that you cannot lead an animal.
Right, maybe just right. Leading.
What?
It's just leading, just calling the animal and the animal coming.
If you call an animal, I remember learning that you're not allowed to do that. I think it's in my imagination.
So there are two isurim. The one is isur mechamer, which is, and is isur shvisas behemta. So mechamer is when it's doing the
leading it,
but with carrying something, not just standing, but carrying.
So maybe
something.
You're allowed to call a behemah when it's not carrying.
I believe so.
Okay. Now we'll.
And then shvisas behemto is when it's doing malacha.
All right.
Like harisha.
I also remember learning that you're not allowed to call your behemah, but right. Somehow maybe it's when it has something carrying.
Right.
It's carrying something.
Because then there'll be a big problem with the dogs. There are other problems to having dogs on Shabbos.
Yeah, dogs is mukhtar.
But right, mukhtars and other things, but that'd be another problem with mechamer. So it says,
there's not a problem because that the dog's leading the guy.
So says the Gemara says again, "Hello, mechamer, isn't it mechamer? Mechamer klacha yad. No, it's backwards. It's a shinoi. When you do a mechamer, she'ain derech tle laseis masli." Rashi says, "Well, a tle, a little sheep. Remember, the Purim Pesach is less than a year old. It's a very small sheep, a very small goat. Even if it was a bigger goat, a bigger sheep, they don't carry. That's not what the sheep and goats do." So it's kalacha yad. It's not the way it's normally done. So Gemara says, well, kalacha yad nami nihid isa deraisa leka isur de midarban mi aika. Okay, fine. There's not an isa deraisa. Kalacha yad knocks down an isa deraisa, but it knocks it down to an isa derbanan. It's still an isa derbanan you should be concerned with. So says the Gemara, hainu de kabai minei. This was the exact question that they had to Hillel. This is what they wanted to know. Davar sheyesh lo hetem in haTorah, v'davar shvus omer lefanov la'akro klachayad b'makom mitzvah mayim. So let's say you have an issa deraisa of carrying the knife, but or mechamer, let's say, and you could, there's a davar shvus that doing it, putting on the sheep or the goat, which is going to be a shvus, it stands in its way when you do a klachayad. Can you do a klachayad b'makom mitzvah? In other words, there's a shvus. Here, are you kenyan midocha the shvus b'makom mitzvah? This is where the very shaila was. This is the essence of the shaila. The Gemara says, "Amar lehen halacha zu shemati v'shachachti." This is exactly the response. I don't know. It's a very challenging shaila. Whether you can be docha the shvus b'makom mitzvah, el heinichu lehen Yisrael im ein neviim heim b'nei neviim heim. If they're not neviim, which they weren't, then at least the children, the descendants of neviim, and will follow what minag that they do. Now, this discussion of Kalacha Yad, so what's the Hezbo? Why is Kalacha Yad able to knock down a deraisa? So Pashas is, the Chelkas Mechokik, one of the Nosei Kalim on Choshem Mishpat, explains that Kalacha Yad, when it comes to Melech B'Shabbos, you require Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves means you have to have thought, a Machsheva, when doing the Melech has to be with intent. And when it's done Kalacha Yad, it somehow knocks down the Melechas Machsheves or moves the full machshava that was necessary. That's exactly what the Achronim explain the Hezber in Kalacha Yad is. If that's the case, they ask the following kasha. I don't understand. If the malacha is being done, the mechamer is being done by the behema, behemas never have machshava. whenever they do mechamer, it's never melechas machshavas because it's behema. So what good is kol achayah doing? It's not bringing that. If it comes to a person where a person normally does melechas machshavas with a proper machshava, I understand that kol achayah could bring it down a rung to no or very little machshava because it's done in a backwards way. It wasn't a real machshava. But behema never does a melacha melechas machshavas. This is what the stipler asks. So the stipler says, based on Rashi and Shabbos, that Mechamer is not only looked at from the perspective of the Behema, it's also looked at the perspective of the Adam. It's a tzirf between the two of them. The Adam is leading the Behema, so them doing it together. So the Kalach, yeah, that's being done, affects the Melechus Machshev is being done by the Adam. That's the first answer the stipler says. The second answer the stipler gives is as follows, that Melechus Machsheves does not have to be understood like the Chelkus Mechokik, that the Kalach Hayad brings down the Melechus Machsheves aspect. It's not about the Machshava, rather it's about the objective Melacha being done. It's not a Melacha Chashuva.
Right.
It's not a Melacha Chashuva anymore, regardless of the Machshava, and that's why Kalach Hayad is a Hetzer from doing an Isser Deraisa. Okay,
well,
Melacha
is not a Chashuva if you want. When's it considered Chashuva?
When it's done in a backwards way, uh-huh. It's not viewed as a chashim lacha. It comes up when it comes to hachakos, and a woman's anida, so she's not allowed to serve food to her husband. But if she does it with her left hand, it's not considered a derech chiba, doing it in an awkward, backhanded way. Same thing here. When it comes to malacha, if you do it with a backwards way, it's not considered a chashim lacha. Now, again, this is Magata. I know you like some of the Gata, but it's not like the Gata I think you're normally like. It's a Gata about, it's a lot of Nevi'im. Maybe Ricky can help us, I think. He's very
No.
So it's gonna be a little challenging for me going through the Nevi'im. There's a story once a big Gevir went down to Neri Israel and he was so upset. He said to the Rosh Hashiva, "No one learns Nevi'im here. No one learns Tanakh anymore. I don't understand." He says, "What are you talking about? Of course they do." He brings him over to one of the big learners there. He says, "Ask him any kasha you want in Tanakh." So he asks him a kasha in Tanakh. He says, "Okay, fine." He tells him the answer. Samach Vavim Beis Pesachim says the following. Wow. He tells him another Gemara. Here's the answer.
That's
here.
Funny.
All Tanakh is in Nevi'im. It's all in Gemara here also. It's just not as in order.
Well, I'm only holding a Shmuel Aleph Perek Chet, so
okay,
I didn't get any of these
yet. I get the Shmuel
Aleph. Maybe in a few weeks.
You got the Shoftim, a couple of Shoftim here.
Shmuel Aleph
is here. There's a Shmuel Aleph Yizayin there.
Okay, so we'll see.
All right.
So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol HaMisyaher, anyone who gets a Yura, anyone becomes a Baal Gaiva, says the Gemara, Im Chacham Hu, if he's a smart man, he's a Tamil Chacham, Chachmaso Mistalakes Mimenu, his Chachma is going to leave him. Im Navi Hu, Nivuasa Mistalakes Mimenu, if he's a Navi, he's going to lose his prophecy. So Gemara says, Im Chacham Hu, Chachmaso Mistalakes, if he's a Chacham and gets very Baal Gaiva, gets upset, or Mimenu, Mihilo. We learned that from Hillel. Damar Mar, that's what we were saying before, that Hischel, Mekanshin, Bedvarim, he started getting all gaivadik. He said, "I'm the head, I'm the Nasi." He started giving them rebuke. V'kamer lehu, the very next line, Halacha zu shemati v'shachachti. I forgot the halacha. His chachma left him. Im navihu. Nivuasa mistalakis mimenu. How do we see that the nivua leaves? Midvara from the Dvara, who's one of the seven Nevi'im, or Nevi'os, who said, Dichsiv, Chalu Parazon b'Yisrael Chalu, that Klai Yisrael left the unwalled cities. They lost protection. They got scared. So they had to go to walled cities. Parazon is, if we know from the Mishnah and the Sukkim and Miguel's Esther, Parazon is unwalled. They left. They stopped the unwalled cities. They lost protection. Ad Shekamti Devorah, Shekamti in b'Yisrael, until Devorah was singing her Shira, her well-known Shira.
Right.
Exactly. She was saying that until I came back and I came back to Klai Yisrael, I gave you guys protection. It was all about me. She was becoming a Baal Gaiva. So the Gemara says, very shortly after, Uri, Uri, Dvorah, Uri, Uri, Divishir. She started waking me up. Dvorah, wake me up. I lost my Nevuah. I want my Nevuah back. So we see that after singing the Shir, and she was saying how great she was, so then she had lost the Nevuah and asked for it to come back. Similar type of thing, Mimenu. Anybody who gets angry, he loses his Chachma. Im Navihu, Nevuasa Mistalakes Mimenu. If he was a Navi, his anger is going to cause his Nevuah to leave. Im Chachamhu, Chachmasa Mistalakes Mimenu. How do we know that? Mimoshe Rabbeinu, Mimoshe Dechsiv. Vayiksev Moshe al Pekutei Hachayil. He got very upset at the soldiers, at the army. Uksiv, and shortly afterwards, it's talking about Milchemes Midian. When Moshe got very upset, it's written, Vayome Elazar Kohen Elanche Hatzava. He said to the members of the army, Habam the Milchema, Zos Chukasa Torah, Ashet Chiva Shemes Moshe. This is the following chukah, these are the following rules. Elazar was saying it. Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu saying the halachas? So it's mashma from here. Gemara says, Mechlal the Moshe Iole Mine. Moshe forgot the halachas. Moshe knew the halachas.
That's to be how to be Metar the Kelim.
Exactly. Hagalas Kelim, exactly.
Right.
So Moshe knew the halachas, he forgot, so Elazar had to tell the dinim of the halachas. Says the Gemara, what about Im Navi who nivuasa mistalak? How do we know a Navi who gets upset will lose his nivuah? Elisha got upset a few times in his life. One of them, the famous one, is right after he became a Navi. He got the kochos from Eliyahu. So he leaves Eliyahu and he's going along the way, and there are, I think it was like 80 boys or so, I forget the number. Kareach, Baldi. He got so upset, he sent two bears, came from nowhere, and they just came out and they attacked and killed these young boys, and he got punished for it. Here too, also we see Elisha got upset. So Yehoram and Yehoshaphat were kings at the same time. One was kings of Yehoshaphat was the king of Yehuda. Yehoram was the king of Yisrael, and Yehoram was a very bad king. He was very involved in avodah zarah. And they were coming together, they're collaborating, Yehoshaphat and Yehoram, to go attack, I think it was Midian, I don't remember which country it was, but they were going to, maybe Moab rather, they're waging war, and they wanted to seek Eitzah. So Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda, and Yehoram went to Elisha to seek advice, and Elisha says, if it were not for Yehoshaphat who came here, who was a great king, I would not even look at you, Yehoram. So he got very upset, and because of that, so he took, there's a song actually written based on this pasuk, he bring me a menagin, bring me a some type of instrument, a harp maybe. What is it? I thought you said what it was.
Bring me somebody who plays.
Menagin, right. Menagin is a person who plays, right.
Musician.
Yeah. He would play music, Yad Hashem, and let Hashem Shekhinah rest upon me, bring back my nevuah. So that's one of the, we learned from the source that you're supposed, like Gemara Brachos, I think, talks about it, you have to be besimcha for nevuah and for the Shekhinah to be sure on top of you. So he needed the simcha, he needed to bring it back to bring back the nevuah. So we see he lost the nevuah because he got so upset at Yehoram. So Amar Rebbe Mani Bar Patish Kol Shekois Afilu Posin Lav Gedula Min Shemayim Moridinoso. Anybody who gets angry, even though the Shemayim, they're paskin to him, that you're going to get Gedula, you're going to get greatness from Shemayim, you're going to lose it if you get angry. Munalan, how do we know this? Eliyav Shunemar, Vayichar Af Eliyav B'David. Eliyav got very upset. Eliyav was one of the older brothers of David. Why did he get upset? David, Vayomar Lamaze Yirata, why did you come down to the battle? They were fighting a war, and David, who was very young at the time, came down. Vami Nitasha Mat Hatson Hahina, Vamidbar, why did you lead your sheep to us in the Midbar? Ani Adati, I know exactly as Zedonch, I know your sin, I know why you did this. Ves Roa Levavcha, the evilness in your heart. Kilaman Rose Hamilchama Yirata, you came down to see war. You wanted to see the fighting. That's why he came down. Now he didn't realize that Eliab did not realize that David was told by his father to come bring food to them. But Eliab thought David was coming down to go see what was happening in the war. Now Vichi Azal Shmuel Lemim Shechinu. So when Shmuel came down eventually to anoint David to be the king, Bekulu to all the brothers, because if it's written, Lo Bezebach Hashem, not this one. We didn't choose this one. We didn't choose this one. One of the Yishai's sons were going to be king. It wasn't this one. It wasn't this one. Ubeliyav, when it comes to Eliyav, Ksiv Vayom Hashem El Shmuel Al Tabit Al Mareyu. Hashem said, don't look at him. Vagavo Komaso Ki Mastiu. He's disgusting my eyes because of the way he acted towards David HaMelech. Mechlaud, he was the king at the time, but to David. Mechlaud Hava Rochim Le Ad Ha'idna. He did love him up until now. It wasn't only until after the events how he treated David HaMelech did Hashem say, don't look at this individual.
Eliab was the king.
What?
Eliab was the king.
No, Eliab was the older brother of David. David was the king eventually. But what happened was that Shmuel was told that one of the sons of Yishai was going to become the king. He wasn't sure which one. So he went to this one. No, that wasn't the one. And he looked at that one. That wasn't the one.
David wasn't even there. He was.
They didn't think. Exactly.
He was with a right son. He was outside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it.
Wasn't even considered.
So says the Gemara, Ashkhan Tamid uPesach the Dochi Shabbos. So we already brought a source. How do we know Tamid and Pesach are Dochi Shabbos? We learn because it says by Tamid Ola Shabbos also, and it says by Moado that we have Gzer Shava Pesach the Tamid. How do we know, however, the Dochi Tuma Minol? And how do we know it's Dochi Tuma as well? That if the Tzibor is Tamid, that's going to be Dochi Tuma as well. So Amrei Kiheich the Yolof Mipesach Mitamid Linen Shabbos. Just like we learned the Tamid's Dochish, the Pesach is Dochish Shabbos. We learned that from Tamid. So Hachanami Yolof Tamid Mipesach Linen Tuma. So too you can learn the carbon Tamid from Pesach in terms of Tuma. So we're learning the other direction now. First we learn Pesach from Tamid for Shabbos. Now we're learning Tamid from Pesach in terms of Tuma. So now Pesach gufei minolan. How do we know the korban Pesach itself can be shechted when rov tibor is tame? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says ish ish ki yet tame lenefesh. When a person, when an individual is tame, he gets pushed off to the Pesach sheni. So Gemara makes a diak here. Ish nitchal Pesach sheni. A person, an individual, a few individuals get pushed off till Pesach sheni. Vein tibor nitchan lePesach sheni, but an entire tibor does not get pushed off till Pesach sheni. Ela of the betuma. They do the Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon when rov tibor are going to become tame. The Gemara is going to be discussing for several pages about how do you figure out tuma, rov tibor, nashim, not nashim, which type of tuma. We'll get to that. So Amar Lei Reish Lakish leRabbi Yochanan, Eima ish nitchal lePesach sheni. Tzibor leslu takanta, lo pesach rishon, lo pesach sheni. So Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan, his chavrusa, and says, maybe the diak is follows. An individual gets pushed off to pesach sheni, but a tzibor should not be pushed off. A tzibor shouldn't do pesach rishon, nor should it do pesach sheni. Where do you see that it should be pushed? It can be done during pesach rishon.
I don't understand the question. Because it says ish ish. So what? I mean, as long as it's one person that can make bismano, then the rest, why wouldn't everybody else do Pesach Sheni?
If one person...
What I'm trying to say is, why would you think that a tzibur shouldn't have Pesach? If it's Meforash in the Torah, the people who are Tamish can have Pesach Sheni.
They go, exactly, but let's say only individuals can.
Let's say the majority are Tamish.
Okay.
Why would it be a chiddush that they cannot go?
You're saying like a kavah chomer for what an individual could go. Pesach says dafka ish ish. Only why is it emphasized ish ish? An individual goes
single,
but implies that a tzibur can't go to Pesach Sheni. So the question is,
he's meaning if the whole tzibur, if there's not even one person that can.
No, even rov tzibur. Because if rov tzibur, once it's rov tzibur, we view them as a tzibur because rov rubo kakulo, it's a tzibur now.
Uh-huh,
it's so not ish. So only an ish can be pushed off, but not a tzibur. So if a tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheni, what do they do? So Rabbi Yochanan says they do it on Pesach Rishon. Reish Lakish says no, they don't do it at all. Maybe.
Okay.
So the Gemara says towards the bottom, Ela Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish mehacha. I'll bring you another raya. Vayishalchu min amachna kol tzarua. Send away from the camps anyone who is saras, v'chol zov, anybody who is tumas zov, v'chol tamei lenefesh, anybody who is tumas meis. So once we see that, Yomar tumim meisim va'al Yomar zovim mitzorn. Wait, how far does the Gemara go? We could go three lines down. Okay, I think we could do that. So Gemara says we have 7 o'clock today, right?
Yeah, today's 7.
So Yomar Tamei Mesim Ve'al Yomar Zavim Mitzarayim. The Pasuk should just say you should send away the Tamei Mes, and no need to say Zavim Mitzarayim. Why not? Ve'ani Yomar, I would have said on my own. Im Tamei Mesim Mishtalchin. If Tamei Mesim, which are much more chomer, they're Tamei for 7 days, and the Tamei Tumas Mes, they're Avatuma. They're much more chomer. All the dinim that go along with it get sent out of the machane. So certainly zavim mitzrayim lo kol shekein. The zavim mitzrayim who are much less tuma, is it not even more obvious that they should also be sent out of the encampments?
Going to be that way around.
The other way, right? I would also think the other way.
I mean, if you say zavim are out for sure, my mesh should go
right.
So maybe, I guess they're more chomer. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Thank you. So Rashi says at the bottom here, Zavim Mutzarayim, Chamurin Mitume Mason. They're more Chamur. Sharei Tuma Yotze Ale Miguf, and they come from internally, from their bodies themselves. It's much more Chamur than the El Akarach. Rashi concludes, Ki Isrech Zav Mutzara Lehecha Dein Tamimes Mishalech Itzrech. So Gemara is going to explain why, but with Zavim Mutzarayim are much more Chamur, isn't it not more, even more obvious that they should also be sent out of the encampments? There are certain times where you're right, there's a chumrah, where the zavim mitzarim will be sent away, but the tumei meis will not be sent away. When the tzibor is in tumas meis, so then they will not be sent away. They can perform the Karban Pesach. The Zavim Mitzarayim could not perform the Pesach. So from this pasuk, which Reish Lakish says, why did it have to say Zavim Mitzarayim? So we have this diak he makes that because something's unique. There's a time where Tumas Meis is different than that of Zav Mitzara, which is the Karban Pesach, Bidocha Shabbos, Docha Tumah rather. And that's the source according to Reish Lakish.
But only a certain Tumah, maybe.
Only a certain Tumah.